On Friday, May 27th, 2022, this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stuve. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the just-ended World Economic Forum held in Davos, Switzerland. Hundreds of people, including President Emmerson Mnangagwa, attended the summit, which focused on the impact of the Russia-Ukraine war worldwide, climate change, and other issues. President Emmerson Mnangagwa held several meetings with business executives in an attempt to lure foreign investors. Critics say Zimbabwe is facing serious social, economic, and political problems, and as a result, it's difficult for it to attract significant foreign direct investment. For an analysis on this and other issues, we will have some guests that are going to be featuring in this show today. And one of them is ZANU-PF activist, Dr. Simba Mavaza, and we expect others to join as well, including Nkomazana, who's based in India. So Nomtandazo Nkomazana is a business entrepreneur based in Mumbai. So we hope that they are going to join shortly for this conversation. We also have some other videos that we include them. And this includes, what is called the International Educational Link, which is an organization that is working for the interests of students in Zimbabwe and the whole of Southern Africa. Okay, well, Kabazuru, you have a challenge in Lapel Corner, a Lamchanje, who live talk, Skuluma, Konokuje, Owen Zagale, who held the Economic Forum, Kurangale, Switzerland. Lavantuke, Avazas, Wina, a Kuramanje, Spoke Labo, is good to Batini, the Konoko Zagalai. So right now we've got two of our guests. One of them is Mr. Pranda Sokora of the Citizens Policy Hotel. The other one is Mr. Babusi Ngwenya. He is right now in Switzerland, so he's going to give us his perspective on what is going on in Switzerland. So we know the meeting actually ended yesterday. So welcome to the program, Mr. Ngwenya. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So give us your rundown of what happened at the Davos summit.
Well, being a community Davos myself, but I was there with the president yesterday, Ezrich, and basically one of the things as Kulmileyo is the same that they were discussing in Davos. And first of all, Davos was trying to cover five areas for the whole world, and for Africa. One of the things that we were much concerned about was vaccine equity and the role of Africa in the way the global politics and economics is changing, and also how Africa can transform its digital economy. So, ezinye zezinto akhulume kaningi ngazo upresident bezinye ze. We include e-learning, e-government, the recent introduction of ama e-passports. And enye kati nga niqakathekile abathe baxoxisana ngayo was indaba ye-free trade, the African free trade, which also allow most African countries to have an open market.
Yes, in English, can you give us, your kind of view on whether this was a successful kind of trip by the president? And do you think that maybe you managed to lure investors from other countries to invest in Zimbabwe?
I mean, you cannot expect the results in less than 24 hours, but we expect that in the coming days, the results will show up, or in the coming months or years, the results will show up, because such trips, they don't often show results overnight. But we hope in the discussed issues are going to be given much importance.
What were the critical issues that Zimbabweans were talking about with the president?
Mostly, there was a lot of students in the meeting with the diaspora community, and they expressed on engagement with students and creating a platform where they harness the ideas of the youth. So we had representatives from the Students Association in Poland. Some of the things that they raised was the idea that they didn't have somewhat of an embassy in Poland, looking at the current situation to their next door neighbor in Ukraine. So they were raising that most of the concerns for them, they have to channel them to Berlin. And Minister of Foreign Affairs was there to promise them that they were going to attend to those issues. And also one of the things that they thanked the diaspora community was how they are helping the economy by the monies that they are sending back home and how they are contributing. And I think the figures truly highlighted to be in north of some millions or billions, if I'm not too sure with the numbers.
Yes, you can go ahead. If your Shona is good, you can proceed and tell people exactly how the summit, the meetings that we held with the president proceeded. You can go ahead and say it in Shona if you are proficient in that language. If not, you can use this in Ndebele.
All right. Izolo besike saba lo president Ezurich lapho akhulume khona ngokuthi thina njenge Zimbabwe how singazi position njani to contribute to ukwakha izwe. Ezinye zezinto akhulume ngazo ngama minerals ukuthi angadevelopha njani. Njalo kumele kube ngabantu bekhaya abazayo ukuzoyenza i-mining njalo belethe imali elizweni. Ezinye zezinto akhulume ngazo ngezomfundo ukuthi ba-introduce into okuthiwa i-learning le-e-government. E-government le ukuze abantu benelise ukuthi bathole ama-passport besemazweni lapha abakhona, especially for i-diaspora.
Yes, we hear you, Mr. Babusi Mgwenya. Can you hold on there? Let's bring in one or two guests, and then we'll come back to you very shortly. So we're going to mute your mic and then proceed with other guests. So now the other guest is Nomthanda Sokomazana. She is in Mumbai, and we also have Mr. Tawanda Sokora. So let's start with you, Ms. Nkomazana. So I guess you know that the president was in Davos, and there was a World Economic Forum summit there. What do you think could be the outcome of this summit in terms of Zimbabwe gaining or not gaining out of it? What's your take on it?
First, I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity to go on your program, Baba Dube. And it's actually a good start for our country to be exposed to such summits so that we have some differences, some an impact in our country. But for our country to have AMA results that are needed, we need people in power, we need people holding the reins to let go. Because if, for instance, if we are talking about mining, developing our country, we need those mines that are withheld by individuals. Those are the mines that will actually have an impact in our country. Otherwise, everything else that needs to be said or is going to be actually said must
want
results from that summit.
Yes, hold on a little bit there. Let's bring in Mr. Sokora. Welcome to the program, Mr. Tawanda Sokora. It belongs to the Citizens Coalition for Change. It's based in USA. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Mkoma Gibbs, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Yakatere.
Yeah, thank you so much. So give us your take on this Davos summit, as far as Zimbabwe is concerned.
It is good for us to interact with other countries and learn what is going on and where we can copy, where we should improve, we improve after hearing the experiences of other countries. But of course, this should be done in moderation. You know, when the problem with our country is when we travel to these foreign missions, we travel in large numbers. You know, I know that there were over 65 people that went there and in a private jet that cost well over $800,000 just to charter a private jet to Switzerland. And all the people that were there, we know that they'll be given per diems. The senior officials are getting as much as $10,000, for them to be able to, survive or for their shopping sprees while they are there. So at the end of the day, we want to compare on the costs that are involved and what we are getting from the conferences. Are we attracting any foreign investments? I know that there was an announcement that there were, mega deals that were signed there. But that has been our biggest problem, that we hear these announcements that a $20 million deal has been signed, a $15 million deal has been signed. But at the end of the day, Zimbabweans have nothing to show for it. We never see these mega deals coming to fruition. So those are things that we need to seriously consider. That why is Zimbabwe one of the poorest countries in the world? People right now, we have 72% Zimbabweans that are living beyond or below the poverty datum line. And we are now the ones that have the biggest delegations going there. Zambia, South Africa, and other countries that are in the same region with us, the people that delegations that way is few or little as 20 people. Why should we carry more than 50 people to a conference like that? 10 people would suffice, especially for a country that is struggling as Zimbabwe. And one thing that I also want to mention to Zimbabweans and ZANU-PF people, is I don't understand what they were trying to do, because I know that there were people that apparently welcomed Emmerson Mnangagwa that were demonstrating in favor of him, and some who were holding placards written "Sanctions must go, sanctions must go." So I don't understand how you can walk into a business conference and talk to people and tell the people to come and invest in your country while it's outside, people are demonstrating because there are sanctions in that country. Who would want to bring their money to a country that is sanctioned? Who would want to bring their millions to a country where they may not be allowed to take out their money and deposit it in our countries where they are coming from? Because apparently they say sanctions affect all that. So it doesn't make sense what ZANU-PF is doing. Why bring people, give people money to go and demonstrate about sanctions? And then at the same time, you're also asking them to come and invest in your country. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, Mr. Sogora, can you put that in Shona as well? Quiet, sir.
Yeah, ndikuti chinhu chakanaka kuti vanhu vemunyika vanoenda vachinoona zviri kuitwa kune dzimwe nyika vachitarisawo kuti vamwe vari kubudirira sei. Kana paine zvavanokwanisa kuti vakope, vokopawo mune zvakanaka, ndo zvinoita kuti nyika dzibudirire. Asi tinofanira kutarisa kuti tiri kushandisa mari yakawanda zvakadini. Tinoona isu kuti vamunangagwa vakatora private jet kuti vaende kuDavos. Vakatora vanhu vanopfuura makumi matanhatu nemashanu vakaenda ikoko. Vanhu ivava vaipiwa zviuru gumi zvemadhora ekuAmerica kuti vashandise vasvika ikoko. Ona zvese zvaitika ikoko, vanhu vachitoita mabiko, vainwa doro vachimwa doro hanzi vanhu vaitengerwa madoro mumapicture tiri kungoona pasocial media ndeye vanhu vari kufara ndeye vanhu vari kunakirwa wotoona kuti imari dzevana vezimbabwe dziri kungodyiwa mahara saka woshaya kuti zviri kutibatsira here isusu kuti tiri kushandisa mamillions akadai kozonzi vanhu vagara pasi vanotaura vakataura kuti kune mamega deals akasainwa asi chinhu chatinoziva nehurumende yavamunangagwa ndechekuti vanoenda kwavanoenda vodzoka votaura mazikunungume emari kuti kwaka
Yeah, sorry, I think his mic has been muted. So let's have Ubabusi before. Oh, okay, you're back. Saka yeah, just a few seconds, yes.
Yes, Saka unozoona kuti anenge achitaurwa iwayo makunungune emari atizoaone muZimbabwe. Atizoone kuti vana veZimbabwe mari yacho yaenda kupi iri kutaurwa iyoyo nekuti kubva pavakapinda vamunangagwa vaingotaura kuti kwasainwa chakati chemazimari akawanda akadai asi hapana chatiri kuona. Chekupedzisira chandava kutaura ndechekuti ko vanotaura kuti vari kuenda kunotaura zvebhizimisi kuti vanhu vauye kuzoinvesta muZimbabwe chirudzii zvichizoshanda sei ipo panze apo paine vanhu vari kutaura kuti kuZimbabwe kune masanctions vanhu vavo vavanenge vakatobhadhara mari vavakatotenga vavanenge vachipa mari vari kutovabhadhara ma100 euro zviri kutoonekwa panotori nemavhidhios nemapictures vanhu vachitotaura kuti takapiwa mari isu kuti tiuye kuzomira pano saka wozotarisa kuti vanhu vari kutaura kuti kune zvirango zveupfumi kuZimbabwe vamunangagwa vopinda mukati muvarungu muya vachikumbira mari kuti huyai muzoita mabhizimisi kwedu vanhu vanoenda kunoita mabhizimisi chirudzii kunenge kuine zvirango zveupfumi mari dzacho vanodziburitsa sei unotongoona kuti zvinhu zvacho hazvina njere kuti vari kuprotesta panze apo kuti kumusha kwakaipa votaura zvakare kuti huyai mushande zvakadaro saka unotoona kuti hapana zvatiri kuita tiri kungoshandisa mari yakawanda asi pasina chatinozowana kubva ikoko
thank you very much let's bring in Ubabusi briefly I know he has to go into a train Ubabusi briefly you have heard what Mr. Sokora is saying so do you think that maybe something will come out of the of this trip or not what do you think Ubabusi
Surely I cannot say if anything can come up or something cannot come up because in my understanding with issues concerning development in a country like Zimbabwe, they don't happen overnight, especially mega deals. Recently, there is an issue that was announced that BioNTech would be producing vaccines in Senegal and in Rwanda. Mm-hmm. And these things take years. Because first you have to develop the plants to produce the vaccines. So for myself, I cannot surely say if anything can come up anytime soon. But we will see, and we will look for the results from the people who had traveled and to account for the things that they promised while they were there.
Yes, Terufai, I send the video to
Ngithi mina indaba ezinje zile zikwande ukuthatha isikhathi ukuze impumelelo yazo sizibone angeke senelise ukuzibona after ama months nje ambalo so mhlawumbe maybe ungathatha umnyaka or iminyaka ukuze sikubone ukuthi abakupromisileyo njalo abakuhambeleyo eDavos kuyaphumelela na. So mhlawumbe singama sibone ukuthi after iminyaka yona leyo or after amamanzi ona lawo kule mpumela bani. Then nxa kungela lutho esilubonayo sesingabuza ke ukuthi bebehambeleni ke eDavos nxa kungela lutho abalutshengisa abantu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Now we are joined by Dr. Sibamavaza of ZANU-PF. He has been attending these meetings and everything in Davos. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs, and welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. So you've been seeing exactly what has been happening. Give us your take on what you think is going to come out of this Davos summit.
Just a summary. we need to understand that the Davos summit was featuring heads of states and government of different countries, different states, chief executive officers of and other leaders, together with journalists, civil societies, and for a purpose of discussing pressing global issues. So which means the conference at Davos is not a conference to be checking on one country, but it is the whole world. So you cannot be left out in a global mission, in a global agenda, in a global discussion of the global pressing issues. Davos is not only economic issues. This year it was talking about economic issues, it was talking about health issues, it was talking about exchange of technology in vaccinations, it was talking about investments, different countries, and it was talking about how to channel peace in Russia and Ukraine. And you see, it's a situation where any country will be left out big time if they don't go. Again, the conversations of this year, they focused strongly on the topics including the COVID-19 pandemic and how it was responded to by the world, and whether we are now safe from it, and how the other countries can be helped to be promoted to make their own vaccines so that nobody will die because there's no money in the country. And again, you can see that it is so many issues which came up. Then after that, each president of a country would then have sideline meetings with different companies, different presidents, different people to showcase his own country. So we were so lucky that we had a very diplomatic president who then in his sidelines of the meeting, he started talking to the CEOs, he talked to financial institutions, he talked to big companies who are willing to come and invest. And besides that, he had a strong delegation of economically inclined ministers, that is with the Ministry of Finance, with the Minister of Industry and Commerce, represented by me, by Madam Sekai Nzenza, and Mr. Minister of Finance, with Mthuli Ncube. And again, we had the Minister of Foreign Affairs, obviously, because it was an issue being dealt with in the foreign land. We had permanent secretaries and some strong dignitaries who were there making deals all over. The problem we have with people, they think that the moment you go out of the country for a meeting, you must come back home with the money in your pocket. You make arrangements, you make deals, they have to make a follow-up meetings, they have to come back to your, they have to come to your country, they have to see what you've offered, they have to look into that. And then an agreement is signed. What simply happens is an agreement in principle when you are outside the country. So when you do that, this is what we do. But however, let me respond briefly to Sekuru Jogora, Chief Sose. Chief Sose, he has a very serious problem because he does not like ZANU-PF with a passion. But one thing you must understand, it was not ZANU-PF which was in Davos. It was Zimbabwe. And the beauty of democracy is that whether you like ZANU-PF or not, we will represent you as long as ZANU-PF is the government. So whether you scream like what Jokora was doing, what was happening in Davos was for him, for me, and for everybody. So insulting people or pouring water on the fire which has been started by the president does not help anybody. It actually destroys our country. And this is the mentality we must depart from as people. We must unite as Zimbabweans. Now, let me explain to Sekuru Jogora two things. The pictures you have seen on our social media of people standing by the hotel entrance, people standing by the airport welcoming the president. Those are not people drinking at a pub. These are people welcoming a president. There's no way you can welcome the president, Gibbs, while you're drinking or while you're drunk. These are Zimbabweans in diaspora who had gone there to welcome their president. And it is, you can notice that some few presidents, that their own people coming to welcome them. And I want to, I am actually proud of being Zimbabwean because Zimbabweans came to welcome their president, and I'm proud to have been part of the team. And when we met the president, we did not only meet him at the airport. He then had found in his time to sit with us and talk to people in diaspora one by one. We had to interact with the president. This is a listening president. So we had he had broken a lot of taboos where president would not be seen sitting in this close proximity. So he sat with us. We listened. He invited the diaspora to say, guys, this is the time to come back home and do whatever you want to do. He said, you can still stay there, but do something at home.
But do you see anything coming out of this summit?
Yes, there's a lot coming out of this. But let me just explain before I explain to what is coming in. Three issues which the president raised. He said, remember your home, remember your family, and remember your country. And when you have those three things, whatever you do, do it for your country. The question he said you must ask yourself is, what can I do for my country? Not what can my country do for me? Yes, there are things coming out of this. Many Zimbabweans who were in diaspora, who were in Switzerland, rather in Europe, they made a commitment to say they are coming home to do investments. Let me tell you the good news, and you can join in, Gibbs and Seguru Jogoda can join in any minute. You are allowed, you can get a farm. The land is given for free to the diaspora. Just say you want a land, it's organized, you go get the land and use it. Because you have got the capacity to use that land. You have got the finance to use that land. And the president is listening and understanding. And he says, once you come from diaspora, regardless of your political party, you get the land. Till it, use it. You cannot die of hunger when you've got your land and you've got your heads. Now, yes, there are things coming to it. We've got a group of diasporans who are starting to build a hospital and a research center, which will be dealing with microbiological diseases. And they have explained, and they were given land, and they were assured of land. They will start to build it as soon as 2 weeks from now. That's what the assurance. And we'll be showing you the videos of them starting to build. We had so many companies who are willing to come to Zimbabwe to start the production of medical cannabis. We met about 5 companies in Switzerland, and they are willing to come. They're quite big medical cannabis companies who are coming. And they were actually assured, the president and the diaspora, that they are coming. We have got people who had come up with groups to form some transport organizations. They are now importing buses, trucks to Zimbabwe to start a diaspora bus services, which will help people around the country. So there are so many things happening only from the diaspora. Then the other companies, the other countries, as we told you that for the past 20 years or so, Zimbabwe was getting the subsidies of its wheat from Ukraine. But this year, we have doubled the production of wheat. We are actually going to supply Ukraine with wheat because it's during the war, and they cannot go to the fields, and they would want food. And Zimbabwe is going to produce food to supply to those who are fighting. For the first time, we have got a market out there. We are not saying the war is good, but we are saying in this blood and tears, we get a little opportunity to supply the food, get some cash, and help Zimbabwe's economy. One more thing you must understand is for the past 15 years, Gibbs, Zimbabwe did not have a credit line. We did not have anybody giving us a loan, but we survived on the land and a few things. So from now on, it can be better. Yes, there are problems, but Davos had shown us that we can come out of this problem. We are better off together. And the only thing I would say in conclusion before my sister comes in is that Seguru Jogoda, as a country, when we are out here, we must come together. We must be Zimbabweans. Let's forget our political inclinations. Let us look up and let us look forward to develop our country. Because this country you are destroying now is the country you want to rule. So that's what you say in short.
Yeah, so we are to lapho umnumzana uthi ukhona ukuzabuya ngesikhathi esithize. So ubona njani konke lokho?
Baba Dube oqala akulamuntu ozonda iZANU-PF ngepassion for no reason. The word passion is a bit extreme. Ngizaqalela lapha. Ma abantu sebefulathela iZANU-PF banama reasons ambalwa. Oqala our beautiful president went out to look for investors. As soon as President Oye Kone Salwen Esuga, wasuka upresident wethu wayazingela edinga ama-investors. Anisakhumbula ukuthi ngukhu umnyaka Dube, anisakwazi ukuthi sekuneminyaka emingaki sekudlulile. Wathi yena uyadinga ama-investors, watholobela iZimbabwe yasala iphakathi kwezinkinga eziningi. Lanamhlanje baba Dube asikawabona ama-investors. We understand ukuthi kuthatha isikhathi a certain time for things to come to fruitfulness. But ayikho into esayibonayo. Ngani ngoba iZimbabwe ingathola usizo. Usizo lolu alubuyi kumaZimbabweans. Usizo lolu goes to individual pockets okokuqala. Sasithatha ama-loan China left, right and center. Nothing. Ama-loans lawa, they did not even help Zimbabwe. They just helped individuals okokuqala. And then ngizwa ubaba umnumzana esithi khona wakhulunywa nama-investors, kuzoba namabhasi, kuzoba namakhampani. Baba Dube, amabhasi azahamba kuyiphi imigwaqo? Imigwaqo igcwele ama-potholes. Sifanele si-understand ukuthi umuntu ma ezolima endaweni kufanele aclear, alungise kahle ukuthi kulimeke khona ezohlanyela. Ama-investors angeke nje phonge ukuphosela imali just like that. Ilizwe lethu thina kufanele sililungise ukuthi ama-investors ahawukele ukuba khona lapha. Kathesi ilizwe lethu alisoze lithole i-investor. Yonke ama-deals lawa amakhulu akhulunywayo aye emapoketini baba Dube. Aye emapoketini abantu. Akula nje i-investor ezofika lapha eZimbabwe ngesimo esiseZimbabwe. Amabhasi, good, beautiful buses from overseas, from Switzerland or from any other country will come to Zimbabwe and drive on which roads? Mm-hmm. Which company is going to come and try to invest in something that is dead? Sifuna uchinjo. Sifuna uchinjo. Most of lucrative minds are in individuals' pockets. IZimbabwe inama-resources amaningi kakhulu ahlasimulisa umzimba. We've got diamond, we've got gold, but we are in those pockets. There is no ulokhuza baba Dube, just a small project if you are submitting your business proposal. Abantu bayabheka ukuthi kuzophumani la. Manje izokunikeza i-1 million ngendlela oyibeke ngakhona into yakhona izoletha imali engakanani ngesikhathi esingakanani. Umnangagwa wasuka as soon as ethatha ilizwe from uMgabe wangena amazwe nama-private jet wayenza yonke into wathembisa ukuthi kunama-investors awatholileyo azobuya kungakudalanga akuphi okwamanje. Umnumzana oqala ukukhuluma lapho ukhulume ukuthi bagcwalisa i-private jet almost 60, I don't remember the figure. For what? That kind of money would have cleared one road from the airport to inside Harare. Yabo waba ngumgwaqo omuhle. Like baqambela amanga ama-investors ukuthi bhekanini imgwaqo le i-right bisanini amabhasi. Akula muntu ozondi iZANU-PF for nothing nje. ZANU-PF promised the nation for so many years and never delivered. No one hates ZANU-PF, we just despise it. Ngoba ayila chinto. They promise they never deliver. Bakhuluma education, e-education, anything. No one has ever delivered. No one hates ZANU-PF, but sizonda izenzo zabo. Sizonda ukuthembisa nokunganikeza abantu into abazithembisayo. Yazi kahle kahle isilungu esinye asikhona ukusikhuluma ngoba sekuza as if sizakhonfyuzana lapha ngeso. Into ekhona ukuthi iZANU-PF will never bring investors in the country as long our country is damaged as it is right now. Fanelana sizilungiseleleni kahle. Fanelana i-land, si-clean simu, khona itarakethi uzongena. Itarakethi ingangena khona kuzabuya abantu bezohlanyela efamini. You can't just expect investors to come in what buses for what in which roads? Inkomo ziphuza amanzi phakathi kwethara ngama-potholes. Lungisanini khona lapho kuqala. Otherwise, imali esetshenziswe ukuhambisa ama-delegates wonke wona lawana nama-families wabo was supposed to make a difference back home.
So I
ngenxa yezithembiso zezanu PF.
Yes,
PF sitha ezani nabanye isikhathi sokuthi bazama ukulungisa lapho okulimale khona.
Ye, mankomazana siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho ke ubaba uMavaza uzathi akuphendule. Mr. Mavaza, briefly before we go to Mr. Tawanda Tsokora. So Mr. Tsokora, if you are hearing me, can you cut off and come back because we cannot see your picture there? Can you do that for us? So go ahead, Mr. Mavaza, briefly. Please just less than 2 minutes.
Thank you so much. Actually, my the sister who's just been speaking here is showing seriously ignorance. She hasn't been to Zimbabwe in a long time. The road from the Harare airport to Harare is one of the most beautiful roads. The highway between Harare and Bulawayo, it has now gone beyond Gweru, and it's a beautiful road. Harare Mutare Road has been sorted very well. The road to where Sekuruto Kona comes from is now under construction. So we cannot have people who are talking about potholes some years back and I don't know what they're talking about. And again, it is a shame because delegates who went to Davos did not bring their families. Number one, number two, they were not 60, and a number of people did not come simply because of the COVID regulations which were set by Switzerland. So there was a certain number needed, and that was the number which was standard. So people are used to come and tell lies here and say, "Oh, there were thousands of people who were given 20,000 each or 10,000 each." I don't know where they're talking, where they get that from. Zimbabwe. One thing you need to understand, Gibbs and Sekuru Tsokora, what you must understand is stop shaking your head. When you want to fish, you must put some worms in the water. You must put some worms on the hook. For Zimbabwe to realize investments, you must put on some monies. You must put on. You must pay people to go to hunt for those investments. They need to be paid for transport. They need food. They need accommodation. You don't look at that money. The money which was used to go to Davos and back, it's very little as compared to the profits we will get from this trip. So it is not correct to say that any trip must be free. There is no way you get a free trip. And where the head of state is going, he goes with his security, he goes with people to protect him. That's the standard, the worldwide. There in America, where you guys are, your President Biden does not travel on his own. He travels on a private jet, which is called Air Force One. That's a private jet, if you did not know. And so presidents have got the presidential traveling arrangements. Those are not, if they are already budgeted for. So you cannot stand up and criticize people on that basis.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Thank you so much. Mr. Tsokora?
Yes. I just want to agree with my sister there. My sister was speaking there. You could tell that, she's very affected by what is happening in Zimbabwe. She's representing the sentiments of millions other Zimbabweans who are suffering. You know, Zimbabwe has become one of the poorest countries in the world. And we hear every time Emmerson Mnangagwa, who uses millions of dollars on these trips, he comes back saying he has signed mega deals. And at the end of the day, there is nothing that has happened in Zimbabwe with the deals that he was talking about since 2017. If it was true, by now, Zimbabwe would be a transformed nation. You know, we can't, you know, keep on being told that things are going to be okay. Things are going to be okay. When in 2017, he signed mega deals. In 2018, he signed mega million deals. Where are those mega million deals? Up to now, we should be seeing a change. And we are seeing here Mr. Mavaza saying Emmerson Mnangagwa is a listening president. Let's start with the small things. If he's a listening president, we Zimbabweans have been talking and crying about him reducing the people that he travel with. Why travel with 65 people? And why also travel in a private jet? He cannot compare Zimbabwe with America. Americans can travel in private jets because they can afford it. Zambia, our next door neighbor, they can't afford to travel in a private jet. That's why you see President Hichilema traveling in a passenger aircraft, not even in first class. you know, just sitting with other passengers there, and they save millions of dollars. Emmerson Mnangagwa hires a private jet that costs $800,000. If you put in the money that Mavaza was agreeing that those people are being given, $10,000 per person, you come to over $1.5 million for this trip only. $1.5 million can renovate Mpilo Hospital. It can renovate Harare Hospital. In fact, it can renovate three central hospitals, you know, and make them state-of-the-art hospitals. But that money is just being burned by someone and by some people with no returns coming to the country. He is saying he's a listening president, and he's imploring Zimbabweans in the diaspora to come and help in Zimbabwe, to come and invest in Zimbabwe. What is he giving diasporans in return? We have been asking for the diaspora vote for the longest time, and Emmerson Mnangagwa promised it in New York. He promised it again in Davos, but we know that it's all lies. Nothing is going to come out of that. Now is a time, is the time that we need a president who listens to people, a president who is closer to the people and who cares about the people, who puts the people first, who puts Zimbabweans first. And I want to urge Zimbabweans here that we have President Chamisa, CCC. Let's all register to vote and go and vote en masse, so that for once we have a president who listens. We have a president who thinks more about us than about themselves. This is what we are seeing in ZANU-PF. They come there, they go there.
Yes. Thank you so much. Can you put what you're saying in Shona? Like, you know, why do you doubt that President Mnangagwa may, in the near future, you know, like he was in Davos, maybe have something for Zimbabweans in Shona, just in Shona briefly? 1 minute.
Takachenjeza ndichakatanga. Vamnangagwa pawakapinda kubva 2017. Pavanodzoka kumusha pavanenge vaenda kwavanenge vaenda. Vanodzoka vachitaura kuti vane mazikunununu emari ari kuuya ari kupinda munyika. Atisati aona zvaaita makunununu emari iwayo. Pose pavanenge vachienda vachibuda munyika, vanenge vachishandisa mari dzevana veZimbabwe dzakawandisa. Vari kunzi mutungamiri anoteerera naDr. Mavaza. Sei vasiri kuteerera kuchema kuri kuita maZimbabweans kuti musatakure vanhu vakawandisa? Zambia iri papapo padhuze nesu inoendesa vanhu gumi, ivo vamunangagwa vanoendesa vanhu makumi matanhatu. Zambia iri padhuze nesu apo, president wavo anopinda mundege ogogara nevamwe vanhu, oenda kwaanoenda odzoka. Vamunangagwa vanohaya private jets inotora mazimari akawandisa anotokwanisa kutibatsira kugadzirisa zvipatara zvedu kana kugadzira migwagwa yedu. Saka isu tiri kuti matrips aya kana asiri kuunza chinhu, asiri kuunza chouviri kuvana veZimbabwe, anoitirwei? Hongu, ngavaende, akanaka. Vanononzwa zvavanenge vachinzwa ikoko, vachitorawo zvavanotora, vachikopa zvavanokopa, tinozvifarira izvozvo. Asi chiitai kuti vanhu vaite vashoma vanoenda ikoko. Mari yamuri kushandisawo yoita chishoma yamunenge mashandisa, imwe yacho yoshandiswa muZimbabwe. Ndo zvatiri kutaura. Asi tiri kutiwo isu vana veZimbabwe, yasvika zvino nguva yekuti tichitsvaga mutungamiri wenyika kana vatungamiriri vanoteerera vanhu, vanonzwa zvichemo zvevanhu, vakafanana naPresident Nelson Chamisa veCCC. Handei tinonyoresa kuvhota neuwandu hwedu, tozonovhota zvakare muna 2023 neuwandu hwedu. Tikasadaro tichangoramba tichinhonga svose nemuromo nenyaya yepano yekuti tinenge tichingonyeperwa kuti zvinhu zvichanaka pamberi apo, zvinhu zvichanaka pamberi apo. Sei zvisina kunaka kubva pavakapinda muna 2017.
Thank you very much. I think Mr. Babusi Ngwenya, you've been hearing these two gentlemen, you know, talking a lot about what may be the outcome of this Davos summit, especially for Zimbabwe. What makes you scared about how, you know, Zimbabwe is today in terms of, you know, what these two gentlemen are saying, you know?
Yes. My take is, you know, the thing with politics is it calls for people to be biased to their political affiliations and somewhat defend their political affiliations. I'm afraid that most of us in this life we have been divided in political affiliations, and then sometimes we tend to defend our lines and to showcase how our candidate is better than the other. Yet we probably want an inclusive solution for all, for both, you know, the ones in ZANU-PF and the ones in CCC and other political parties that we have in the country. So myself as a student, what we really want to see is a leader who actually puts the people first, not the political parties first, who wants to put aside those ideas and defend the people.
So is there any such kind of leader?
I can't think of any for now.
Why?
Well, I'm not too vexed with the current leaders that we have and their visions.
Now, if let's say we put you in a position of leadership, we know that you are one intelligent person who is in Switzerland right now doing studies, and you've been cited in many of your works, you know, as one person with a brain above his shoulders. So at the end of the day, what do you think Zimbabwe will be, you know, in the next 5 or so years, taking into account that according to Zokora and according to Nomthatha Zokomazana, the president has been going out of the country time and again, promising mega deals and all these kind of things. So where will be Zimbabwe in 5 years if those mega deals are not coming into fruition? Your take on that?
Thank you for the compliment. And I think, well, as well, the president of Zimbabwe, as he says, Nyikai Novakwa, I do believe that we as the people of Zimbabwe, we need to take active participation in rebuilding or building our nation, and probably not look out to the foreign aid or investors to come and, you know, help us. We should take active participation. And I believe on the other side, there should be an open, you know, system that allows the people to take part in the economy, especially for the young people. Those are the ones that I probably speak much more for. Because if you look at Africa currently, and Zimbabwe is one of the countries in that line, we have a population of young people, and most of them, they are unemployed, you know. So we are churning graduates, and they are not, you know, doing anything. So we need to harness that skills market that we have, the knowledge that we have, you know, bring them into the system and see how they can participate, you know. So in the next 5 years, I probably see Zimbabwe being the same Zimbabwe that we know, or even worse. Something needs to change, and I believe, you know, as a people, we need to also pull our socks and really get on with whatever the change that we scream for. We should also be the ones who are, you know, gearing for.
Thank you very much, Babusi, and stay on the line. Nkomazana, uyamuzwa ujaha lapha sekhulumile. Le lijaha elisakhulayo njalo lijaha elikhabilileyo. Nxasikhangela ama-studies akho ayenzayo, ngujaha ovusileyo sibili. So uyatsho ukuthi 5 years from now ungaboni kusiba le nguquko eZimbabwe, ukuthi kungabe kuzaba wesi kumbe kuyahamba ngendlela engayisiyo. So wena-ke njengomuntu omdala, njengomuntu ole bhizimusi, njengomuntu osebona kwenzakala eZimbabwe, wabona lo mongameli ephuma ebuya duzane lani khonapha e-India, akabhode aye e-China, into ezinjalo. Wena ubeka ngaphi iZimbabwe 5 years from now? Nxa usukhangele ukuthi umongameli sezamile, uyadinga abantu abanga-investa lakade kwenza kade eZurich, kwenzile njalo le-Davos, akutsho khonapho ma?
Njengoba utshile ukuthi ujaha lo uhlakaniphile, uhlakaniphile kwamampela. Ujaha lo uyabona ukuthi vele asiyindawo. Ubona ngempela ukuthi iZimbabwe in 5 years to come, it will be worse or still on the same place. Ngoba Baba Dube, for instance, uma ngingakhuluma ngomnumzana lwana othe ngikhuluma out of ignorance, When I said ukulungisa imgwaqo from the airport inside Harare, nxa engumuntu omdala obezobona ukuthi it was a figurative speech. Nxa esithi khona khona umgwaqo from the airport to where ilungisiwe, that is not Zimbabwe, that is Harare. Besikhuluma ngelizwe lonke. Ma ngikhuluma ngemgwaqo, angikhulumi ngemgwaqo eHarare, eWedza, eGweru, and ngikhuluma ngemgwaqo eZimbabwe. So we are talking as Zimbabwe as a whole. And now we're saying they were looking in getting loans. Bekunabantu akade betshengisela bekhuluma ngama sanctions bephethe izibhakane. Who's going to give a loan to a sanctioned country? Izobhatala ngani? Into ekhona ukuthi we are forgetting what is important here. Into eqakathekileyo yilizwe leZimbabwe. Not the individuals who are supposedly ruling the country, no. Asikhangeleni iZimbabwe eze ibandla lonke leZimbabwe. Siyematopo, sithi Binga, sithi that's Zimbabwe. Hayi individuals. You can't compare Zimbabwe ne USA. Ngoba it's not even on the map masiyenza icomparison. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi sifake iZimbabwe phambili. And if we say we should, as Zimbabwe as a whole, should work together, but we need to ukhipha abantu abangasebenzeli iZimbabwe. Abantu beZimbabwe basebenze, irregardless which part. But into eqakathekileyo ukuthi izani uPFC neminyaka emingaki. I think indala kunami. But it's getting worse. Each year, it's getting worse. Each time people vote for ZANU PF, it's getting worse. Njengoba ngithile, akula muntu ozonda iZANU PF. Abantu bazonda izenzo zeZANU PF. Masizafuna utshintsho 5 years to come. Nangona iZimbabwe ingabi neparty erula, sibona ukuthi abantu bazoyenza. Bangayenza into engcono kakhulu.
So you're saying that Zimbabwe can be on autopilot without any kind of leader?
I think that might work because the pilot at the moment is not doing a good job.
Okay, just wait there. Wait a minute. Dr. Mabaza, 1 minute. Can you react to what she's saying? Very brief, because we are coming to the end of the program.
Just thank you so much. Let me explain to you again. I will continue saying this. She is totally confused. Number one, we never said ZANU-PF was looking for loans or Zimbabwe was looking for loans. We were not looking for loans. We were looking for investment. She must understand the difference between a loan and investment.
Secondly, maybe her premise was on, you know, the previous mega deals.
Yes,
deals.
We have a lot of deals which became successful, and we have some deals which are in the progress. As we have said from the beginning, deals don't just happen on the day. You sign, you understudy, you start to develop. Some deals will start showing fruits in 4 or 5 years. But in short, before you cut me short, I just want to tell Seguru Jogora that Zimbabwe is not the poorest country in the world, and it's not on the top 10 of the poorest countries. The top 10, I can tell you from my head, is Burundi, Somalia, Mozambique, Madagascar, Sierra Leone, Afghanistan, Eritrea, Central African Republic, Liberia, and Niger. Those are the top 10 poorest countries in the world. Zimbabwe is not in the top 10. And Zimbabwe is again not in the top 20 of the poorest countries. So it's shame on those people who want Zimbabwe to be poor. Furthermore, the trip to Davos, as I have said, it was necessary, it was important, and we need more trips like these ones because we are bringing in investment, we are bringing in hope to people. And I would say, Gibbs, each time Seguru is going to talk to you, allow him to convene at the end of the speech. But let me tell you, people, when they come to vote, They must vote for people who don't destroy their own country. You can't destroy your country because you just want to be in power. MDC, CCC, whatever they call themselves, they are being witches and they must be exorcised. Zimbabwe needs people who work together as a team. And I can assure you, there was no family affairs in Davos. There was national affairs. And as we speak today, we got a lot of advantages. And the final thing I said, which I want to
understand. 10 seconds. Yes.
In 10 seconds, the president appealed to diaspora. The country is built by its own people. Nika, inowakwa nevenevayo. That means you Zimbabweans out there, you guys in America, you must come and invest in Zimbabwe. You don't have to go and stay there forever. You can invest, start a business.
So
set
up your 20 business, seconds. Yes,
and then you can raise it from there. So in short, yes, let us remember in 2023, we vote for ZANU-PF because it has a lot of investments in its hands.
All right, so
we just have to open them and start.
We are just a second from there. Zokora?
72% of Zimbabweans are living below the poverty datum line. That is a fact. So if that is not poverty, tell me what is. Clearly, Zimbabwe is one of the poorest countries in the world. Let me conclude by quoting President Chamisa here. He said, government has a responsibility to create an environment that is conducive to business and investment. And that's exactly what ZANU-PF should be doing, creating that environment before they go and look for deals and look for money. They need to make sure that we have good infrastructure, good currency stability, and favorable policies in Zimbabwe, and that we also have a good human rights record, and we respect proper rights, because those are the things that attract investors. There is no money, there is no investment that follow blood, that follow instability. Money and investment follow peace, follow leaders that work with the people, that are loved by the people, that put the country first, that put the people first. And to us, that is President Chamisa. Zimbabweans, once again, let's look for a president, a leader who is going to create a stable environment, a conducive environment that will attract business, that will attract investment, and that is none other than President Chamisa and CCC. Let's go and register to vote and vote en masse in 2023 and take these people out. Otherwise, 5 years from now, we will be suffering. We will be worse.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Zokora. Thank you so much. Mr. Bavusi, okay. All right, so Bavusi can't hear me. I think he's got some bit of challenges. Can you hear me, Bavusi? No, he can't hear me. So, Zokora, can you hear me there? Yeah, I think...
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, Bavusi, if you can hear me for some seconds, maybe... Well, okay, let's go to Nkomazana. I think we've got a bit of a problem here. Nkomazana, how can I go, ma'am? I'm going to chance it.
He said it was going to be, it's a good opportunity for Zimbabwe to be exposed. And I didn't say it was not necessary. Zimbabwe must vote for, must not vote for people who want to destroy the country. What's there to destroy? Duve might destroy Levdan. What's left to destroy? So in the economy, it's, some people need to accept defeat and accept ukufunakala uchinjo. If whatever political party will enter, will judge it according to what is going to deliver, to what is going to provide to its nation.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Kumazana. Time is up. We have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Ms. Nomtandazo Kumazana, Dr. Simbama Vaza of ZANU-PF. Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change is based here in USA. Mr. Mabusi Ngwenya is based in Switzerland. So he has been attending some of the sessions that were convened in Zurich and so forth. So siyalibonga kakhulu lonke elingena kuhlelo lamhlanje. Singakhohlwa sibili ubaba uTawanda Zokora, singakhohlwa ubaba uMabaza, singakhohlwa ubaba uMabusi Ngwenya, lo mama uMankomazana. So I'm going to send Puma Konabon Kujeni signing off. This keeps to be saying good night, Zimbabwe. So I'm going to call you a little bit of a big elichukela. Bye-bye.